Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, will join us in about 15 minutes from right now. Get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons right now. Look ahead to the Colts game on Sunday in Berlin with him. And I mean, there's so much happened this week in the NFL between injuries and trades mm-hmm. and big wins and all kinds of stuff. So we'll do our best to get to as much of that as we can with Mark in about 15 minutes. The AMA, as always, to wrap things up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
We were just, you were just talking about this in the break because obviously the college football, whatever, comes out yesterday. Like, Georgia Tech ranked as low as they were.
Yeah.
Little surprise. I was a little surprised that they were, 18?
Mm-hmm, 17.
17. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought, you know, I know they had the loss this past weekend.
They're
against
the
NC
lowest
State.
Ranked one loss.
Yeah. And that kind of surprised me. But it didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff is, and it's not just them, it's any team that's beaten Clemson now. It's just like, that just washes away everything as far as the whole Clemson thing. But is SMU in it?
SMU in terms of the rankings?
They're not in. Okay, no, thanks, Dave. Because I was looking, I was like, damn, they beat
They've
Miami.
They've got three losses.
Oh, okay. Because the highest ranked three loss team is Tennessee.
The only ranked three loss team
is Tennessee. And they're 25th. And they're 25th. And I saw Washington got it at 23.
Yeah, they snuck us one up from the AP poll, so we're 23. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to spice it up a little bit when Oregon and Washington play in a month.
Uh-huh.
So if they start Washington at 23, they got Wisconsin, who sucked.
They tried to spice it up this week by ranking Iowa.
Yeah, they're trying to gas up some of these Big Ten teams by ranking some of the lower end, not lower end, but like kind of middle of the pack Big Ten teams. Look, man. I'm not saying like Iowa's a playoff team or anything like that.
But they make you want to see it.
They suck to play.
Yes.
And Oregon's going there this weekend. And like, I don't know. Oregon's best win is probably Northwestern, right? Because that win over Penn State doesn't look like anything now. And like, that was an overtime.
Two teams in the country right now who beating them doesn't have the appeal that it had when you first beat them. It's Clemson and Penn State.
It is.
Yeah. And Florida State, obviously.
And Florida State.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, when you're talking about you beat those teams, it's just really.
They play this week.
I know.
Florida State and who? Clemson?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Who would have known? Clemson's lost six home games in a row? Is that there's no way. They lost six conference road games?
Conference or home games?
Home games.
Okay. I can see that.
Like, damn.
I mean, I know they made the playoff last year, but like even last year was a struggle at times. Nothing like this. I mean, is.
But they're. I don't know, man.
Unprecedented.
I don't. There's no way you were told me they've been this bad.
Nope.
There's no freaking way.
I picked them to win the national championship.
There's no freaking way.
I picked them to win the national championship and Klubnik to win the Heisman.
There's no freaking way.
Yeah, I was sure they were going to be great. And I thought, I don't know, I don't think we picked who they would play, but you could have talked me into them playing Penn State. Like, those were the teams that checked all of the traditional boxes, right? Like, years last year brought everybody back. Coaches that had, well, Franklin not, but he won two playoff games last year. Coach in Dabo that's done it before. He knows how to do it.
Is Dabo crazy. Going into next season on the hot seat?
I think so.
Whoa.
I think we're getting to that
point.
Whoa. Yeah, I think we're getting to that point, which is crazy to say.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, because if it's like this again, mm-hmm. you know, then that's a number of years in a row where it's kind of going in the wrong direction.
Right.
You know?
Damn.
It doesn't seem crazy to say, right?
Yeah, it does.
But that's what it is. Like, you can win your way out of anything. And you can, doesn't matter how much winning you've done, you can lose your way into the bad graces.
Devil's said, I guess you guys don't like going to bowl games.
Well, they might not go to one this year. You know?
Yeah, I guess you guys don't like going to
but
bowl games.
But that's the other thing about Dabo, though, too, though, is he adds fuel to the fire
yes.
by talking.
Yes.
Like, like Gundy wouldn't have got fired as fast as he did if he wasn't such a loudmouth.
I agree with that.
Like, Dabo just brings extra weird to the party.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he said after the game on Saturday, I might get get fired today.
He went scorched earth on the damn referees.
He went scorched earth on the referees. He was yelling at the fans earlier in the year. Like,
Where's my boy Tyler? Was it Tyler from Spartanburg?
He's laughing his way. Laughing his way to the coach's show every week. But, you know, they don't take phone calls anymore.
I told you.
Dude, phone calls on coaches' shows are a disaster.
They're a disaster. And there was, I did a call show. When I was in Miami, it was sponsored by Hooters. It was a Tuesday night gig and every time. And everything would be fine until it wouldn't be. And you know me, I'd be at Hooters and we talking and drinking beers and it's a call-in show. And that one dude, I'll never forget, Edgar from Hialeah called. Man. It was the last day of calls. That's the last day of calls, man.
This is why.
Because I went off on Edgar. Edgar was like, why don't you tell the truth, Randy, and say that you and the quarterback suck? All right? And I was like, boy.
It had to be calling, right?
Oh, yeah, that was in person. Okay. Yeah, it was calling. Oh, no, it wasn't in person. Okay. No, it was calling. And so, Andy, I was like, hey, let me tell you something, Edgar. I bet your. Oh, man, I said the B word.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Yeah. You didn't filter yourself.
Oh, no, I was hot.
You're an active player at the time?
Yes, I was.
That's fantastic. That's why I always respect Tyrone Willingham. I know he didn't do a great job coaching all that, but in his final year, he did a coaches show where they took questions live at Anthony's home port. Mm-mm. They were 0-11, and they had lost to Washington State, and they were playing Cal in the final game of the year, and they were going to lose. And I was producing the show, and we like gave him, he was like, we don't have to do that part if you don't want. And he was like, if fans want to show up and ask me questions, the least I can do is answer them. And I was like, wow, good for you.
Because
most people, yeah, it was awful. Because they announced that they were firing him after four, but they let him stay for the remainder of the year, which is one of the weirdest, dumbest things ever. Like, everybody quit. Like, they kept playing, but everybody quit on the season. Yeah, now he kept taking questions, though. Like a man.
I'm curious why that salary.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, yesterday worked out more even with JD and Harrison getting more of the reps, and he's trending in the direction of earning more rights on the field. And, you know, a lot of credit to, first of all, Ronnie, you know, coming here in training camp, you know, being on the practice squad, Devine goes down, and to put himself in that position is hard to do.
You gotta get. I mean, the less amount 40 is on the football field, the better defense is gonna be.
Yeah, you've got to find other.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. He's just not. Can't play at this level as far as linebacker. Sorry. I mean, he might be able to do some other things, cover kicks and all that other stuff.
He can be a special.
But
team.
He can't be at every.
He can't be your starting.
He can't be your starting. Like, he might come in if when Deion Blake got hurt. Go ahead, go in. Right. But, like, no, because this is 2 weeks of just unawareness and bad ball.
They pick on him.
Yes, yeah. It's bad ball,
they
brother.
They pick on him.
And so it's unfortunate that you don't have any more depth than that at the position. But, yeah, I mean, you can only use 36 so much in that, too.
Right. And, again, he was a practice squad guy at the beginning of the year. And
he's Ronnie's played a lot of ball.
Probably not big enough.
He's not big enough. Yeah, but Ronnie's played more ball than JD, so I will say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're in a pickle.
Yeah, at multiple places.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're in a bad spot there with replacing Divine Diablo.
Yes.
Bergeron's not going to be able to go on Sunday, so you're in a bad spot there. Obviously, your kicker's been a bad spot all year, so you made a change there. Something happened with Storm Norton's recovery process.
Yeah, let's say he had a setback.
And you remember they activated him off the IR, so you got 21 days. And if you don't make the active roster in 21 days, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's your season.
Yeah.
So there's a chance Storm Norton's season could be on the line, which, again, is that's depth. That's the guy who was supposed to be backing up the first guy that got hurt. Well, he got hurt. Now you're on your third string over there. So, yeah, no, they're, they're already in a pickle anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're kind of screwed,
screwed
at a bunch of different spots.
You're screwed. I like this quote from Zane Gonzalez, a new kicker, said they made sure before I came I had a passport.
Smart.
Okay, there we go. You don't want to get to TSA and be like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were.
I didn't know we had the passport.
Berlin.
Oh, I didn't. What? I didn't know that. Ross said that they're expecting Billy Bowman to practice this week.
Oh, that's good.
We talked about Zach Harrison also, And said he feels good about both of them. So hopefully both of those guys can play because they're two of your better defensive players.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Harrison is having the best year of his career.
Yes, he is.
And really helpful on the defense.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I know everybody's dealing with it. You played the 49ers on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago, and their injury list was had $200 million on their injury list
yes.
of guys that couldn't play, and they beat you.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You got a game on Sunday.
I know that.
Nobody gives a damn.
Yeah.
You got to get ready. This is your big work week. Obviously, they're going against the Colts. They're very good. They're good. Very good team. The quarterback is playing really, really well. They got a running back who could take it the distance on any time you care. They did a good job last week talking about Pittsburgh of limiting his ability. We talked to Dave about, and I talk about him all the time. That damn tight end is the truth.
Tyler Warren is incredible.
He is the truth. And now they did get Sauce. Sauce missed last week for the Jets with a concussion.
Right.
And so, interesting to see where he is as far as if he plays or not. But they're a workman-like defense, man. They're working like defense, you know. And we talk – you remember, hell, as long as we've been together on this show, I've talked about that offensive line they have. Well, they're finally playing like they're supposed to play.
Yeah, they're all healthy.
Yes.
I mean, Quentin Nelson is
– him.
You know, he's him. He's the guy yes. on the offensive line, and they just run behind him.
Yes.
Average 6 yards a carry. Those linebackers are nasty, too,
yes.
though. Zaire Franklin, and I forget the – yes, forget the
I mean, they
but they're just so smart.
They like – remember Shaq? They're like, man, Shaq, I know we got this guy here. He's pretty nasty. I know you're dealing with something, all pro your first 3 years, but we got another guy to replace you. That's how good he is.
I know.
Is.
Isn't that crazy?
That's how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a damn animal.
So that's what you're going up against on
yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
It's tough, man.
In Berlin. Berlin.
Could win.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say they should win, because I said they should have won last week, which they should have probably freaking won that damn game.
Yeah, they should have won
They should have won that damn game.
Yeah, they should have.
This is a different animal, man. It's a different animal.
Yeah, I think the Colts are better than the Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots are good, though, man.
They are.
They're good football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Team. All right. Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll get his thoughts on the Colts and the start that they're off to. Obviously, some Falcons thoughts from him as well, and as much otherwise from around the league as we can. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.